Well, we've gotten very preliminary results from the election in Iraq. The results we got do not include Baghdad, that accounts for 70 of the parliament's 325 seats, but they do show a very tight three-way race between the current Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and a secular coalition led by former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi. Both sides are claiming fraud. Some people say that they saw ballots thrown into the garbage. Nobody knows how credible those claims are. Anthony Shadid joins us again. He's the New York Times correspondent in Baghdad. So, Anthony, how are we seeing these results falling down in this three-way split? Where are these votes coming out?
Well, you know, it's still, like you mentioned, a race that's too close to call. We are seeing some results come from the south, a couple of provinces in the center of the country and the north. But to reach any conclusions off the results that have at least been made public would be really difficult at this time. We do understand from those that we've spoken to that we've seen a broader tally of these results, that the race is exceedingly close. And one thing I think you can read from that is that if that does prove to be the case, if it does bear out with the rest of the results, Prime Minister Maliki wouldn't have received the popular mandate that he hoped to have. And he may have needed that mandate to put together a coalition government that he would lead. So we may see just so far in the earliest returns, I think we're seeing that Prime Minister Maliki seems to have done, or at least to have the hardest time with what he's seeing.
We have not heard from al-Maliki since the election. He was supposedly in the hospital for surgery, and he has not been heard from since. Is that still true?
That's right. It's actually an interesting development that we've seen here over the past week. He hasn't appeared in public since the election on Sunday. We just found out yesterday in a government statement that was somewhat cryptic that he actually had undergone surgery. It turns out that he went into the hospital the day before for a two-hour operation to remove a cyst from his stomach. But again, I think this adds to the uncertainty that we've talked a little bit about. Maliki has receded from public, a very close race, too tight to call absolutely right now, and now some mounting allegations of fraud, which has definitely overcast the whole process.
Okay, we're going to talk more about that in a moment. Thanks so much, Anthony Shadid. He's the New York Times correspondent in Baghdad. And now let's turn to someone who actually voted in the election. Raed Jarar is an architect in Washington, D.C. He came here from Iraq in 2005 and carries dual passports. Good morning, Raed.
Good morning.
You cast a ballot in the election, and now that you're hearing these accusations of fraud, how seriously are you taking these accusations?
Very seriously. I have been expecting this even before the election. The Iraqi Electoral Commission is seen as partial and controlled by the current ruling parties. And unfortunately, inside and outside the country, there was a lack of international monitors this time. So I have been writing about the possibilities of fraud in the election for the last few weeks. And unfortunately now, we are hearing more and more calls of fraud that happened during the election and now during the counting process.
And in this, did you expect these kind of close results? Did you think that these divisions in the country would show up as an extremely tight race when the election results started to be counted?
Yes, I did. I think the only reason why we have these tight results is that Mr. al-Maliki ended up not running in the same coalition as Mr. Al-Hakim and the Sadrists, which are the other ruling parties. So the Al-Maliki and the other ruling parties ended up splitting the same pool of votes. I thought they will get anywhere between 23% and 25% each, and Dr. Alawi's coalition is getting around 25%. So they are running very, very close to each other. In addition to the preliminary results that started to be announced yesterday, there was an exit poll announced 2 days ago that also showed extremely clear, extremely close race between the al-Maliki's coalition and Alawi's coalition. There is less than a 2% difference between them over, for the overall votes all around the country.
And it could be till next week till we get an answer. That's Arad Jarar, an architect living in D.C. He voted in the Iraqi election, holds dual passports. And now let's turn to Brian Katulis. He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Brian, we often see allegations of fraud. Sometimes they're called before an election has even opened and ballot boxes have started collecting ballots. How credible are these reports?
Well, Celeste, I think it's just way too early to tell. And my hope is that the institutions in Iraq can handle and deal with these allegations. We'll just have to wait and see. You know, Iraqiya, the coalition led by Alawi, has listed, I think, a pretty long list of violations, saying votes have been removed from boxes, replacement of votes in other places. But we just have to wait and see how widespread this is, because in transition elections like these, in early transitions, you often get these sorts of allegations, and my hope is that the Election Commission in Iraq will look at all these and adjudicate properly.
So far, we've heard the Western government say that they have no evidence whatsoever, no credible evidence that there was fraud. However, they were predicting beforehand that there would be not just allegations, but there would be some kind of vote tampering. What? How will we know if the vote is decisive?
Well, I think one indicator will be the domestic monitors. Raad properly said that there weren't any international monitors, and I'm just baffled as to why that did not occur. I think it was unfortunate that in these early transition elections, and this is the second full election in Iraq, they had another election for a transitional government, a third one. But I don't know why there weren't monitors, but at least there were monitors from the Iraqi side. And I think once all of the information is collected, and then importantly, when the votes are tabulated, we'll have a closer sign of whether the tabulations are a fit with what the Iraqi monitor saw or not. And again, that's going to take a matter of days, if not more weeks.
Brian Katulis, how long before we know we have a clear winner?
I think we'll probably have a sense. Well, first, there'll be no clear winner in these elections. The system is a parliamentary system with proportional representation. It's designed to promote consensus.
Could it be months?
It could be.
Okay.
We'll know results. We'll have a pretty good idea by next week.
Okay,
they'll be certified by the end of the month.
He's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Thanks.